Let's bring in our first guest for the hour. We've got Noah Hammond, Advisor Shares, Investments Founder and CEO. And Noah, you heard Jared there walk us through some of the concerns. You think the concerns of a slowdown are warranted, or you think it's a little misplaced?
Well, I think they're warranted, right? We just had ADP numbers come out and it was a big miss, you know, relative to that. So companies are still struggling to hire. I think it was 50% of what the median estimate was of 625,000 jobs, but it came in at 374,000 is the number I have. So it's concerning, right? With Delta variant, market at all-time highs. At the same time, you know, I looked at the Fed balance sheet, I think since July 1st, it's up about $300 billion. So that's really provided a lot of liquidity into the marketplace, which has been nice as well. So I think from what we hear, investors are excited about the market being at all-time highs, but at the same time, slightly concerned that the slightest little, you know, thing could cause this market to, you know, to fall quite a bit.
That's strange. It feels like we're back in that twilight zone kind of period, right, where you're looking at softer data is actually good for the markets because it means the Fed needs to be dovish for longer. And this morning we got that ADP jobs report, private payrolls number that was weaker than expected there, 374,000 versus the 625,000 expectation there. And so, I mean, when you look at that, what does that maybe say to you in terms of the other softness we might be able to see in the jobs report on Friday? And then also, you know, all the data has been pretty soft right now.
Yeah, it doesn't bode well for the economy, right? And that's the interesting thing. But the market, you know, kind of shot up on the news with the idea that the Fed wouldn't be tapering anytime soon, right? So it really is that Fed buying that's driving the economy. And so right now you have investors, you know, kind of concerned in terms of if that stops, if the Fed does decide to ease, you could easily be in an environment where if those numbers start to get stronger, those economic numbers start to get stronger, the economy's better, but the market could be down, right? As they, you know, we lose some of that liquidity. So yeah, depending on where you are as an investor, there are plenty of opportunities to take advantage of risk. I heard Jared talking about the cannabis space earlier, which is an emerging growth area and some M&A news there. But at the same time, people are looking to be more short-term, more tactical, more hedged in their equity portfolio to try to balance out the next surprise that may be coming.
So what does that mean, you know, beyond the wheat space that you talked specifically about that you like? I mean, we have come to learn that whenever there are concerns about, you know, the Fed, for example, there is a move back to some of the growth stocks. I mean, is that kind of where the rotation is going back in, or you think we're still going to be seeing more of a broad-based trade?
No, it feels like that's exactly where the rotation has been, right? Remember the beginning of the year, it was so driven by value stocks and we were all ready for the, you know, the value trade comeback. And it was nice. But then absolutely things have turned in the second half of the year. It's the growth stocks. It's the FANG stocks that are leading the way. And the good signs are you've seen, you know, movement in the small cap and micro cap space as well, right? And so when you see that kind of breadth in terms of the increase in the overall market, it does actually point to good signs. But again, you sort of have to get that mindset of separating how the economy is doing from how the market is doing.
Yeah, no, you mentioned cannabis there. I mean, it has been tough. It has been a tough go in 2021, off by about, what, 40% from the highs we saw earlier when you look at MSOS, that kind of U.S.-focused cannabis company ETF. I know that's one you like. But we also saw TerrAscend here pay, what, more than $500 million to get Gage. We were talking with Bruce Linton last week about maybe a shift in sentiment undergoing when we think about what's going on in New York. Cuomo out now, it looks like they're fast-tracking getting sales up there. I mean, is that enough? He seemed to think it would be to kind of shift the sentiment here, but it's just been so tough. What makes you so confident on MSOS?
It's been tough. Interestingly enough, we are at the one-year anniversary of the launch of MSOS. And so from its inception a year ago, it's actually up 30%. So the space has been up nicely. But as you point out, you know, the last three, four, 5 months have been incredibly challenging, and especially with the U.S. multi-state operators. There's a variety of reasons, I think, for that. A lot of delay relative to federal changes that are going on. They still struggle in the banking space. They still have a tax disadvantage in terms of how they operate. But absolutely, the transaction you mentioned today between TerrAscend and Gage Cannabis is a great sign in the market. They're paying what looks to be roughly a 20% premium for Gage, but both are rapidly growing companies where the opportunity seems ahead of it. It's a risky, volatile space. You've got to be careful with anything like that in your portfolio. And I think it's just indicative of maybe where we are in the market. You really want to pick your spots or your themes. I think having a broad-based exposure could be more challenging.
All right, Noah Hammond, Advisor Shares, Investment Founder and CEO. Appreciate you coming on here to chat all that with us. Be well.